Welcome to MAP, the bi-weekly market access podcast provided by Mars Market Access and Pricing Strategy, which is your healthcare consultancy in the German-speaking markets. Mars makes it as easy as possible for you to get your pharmaceutical, medtech, or digital health product to the market and, of course, get the price it deserves. My name is Stefan Walzer. I'm the founder of Mars and a health economist by training and working in the fields of market access, reimbursement, pricing, and health economics already since 2004. Additionally, I founded the consultancy P&N Pricing and Negotiations in Healthcare based in Toronto, Canada, which supports companies and individuals globally by coaching, simulations, and training, especially on negotiations. This service is including our innovative virtual reality simulation program and is part of the Negotiation Lab. And now let's learn about the market access and reimbursement systems around the globe. So welcome to another episode of the Market Access Podcast. Today, I have the pleasure to have my good old friend and network colleague, Giacomo Bruno from Italy, joining us. And we're going to talk, obviously, about the Italian healthcare market access. But before we jump into the content, maybe, Giacomo, if you could quickly introduce yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much, Stefan. It's a pleasure and thank you for this invitation. I'm Giacomo Bruno from Italy. I work at Pavia University and with the Giorgio Colombo teams. And we deal with all the market access, pricing and reimbursement, health economics, and all the health, let me say, economic part of the drug pathway in Italy. We always work with the university, with all the pharmaceutical company, and we try to help them to have an easier access in our very strange and complicated market, let me say, Stefan.
That's perfect. I think you gave already a bit of the bridge. I think, I don't know whether it's strange, but it's for sure complex and complicated. That's at least what I have seen from outside. But maybe we start, let's say, stepwise. I think maybe you can firstly start with the foundation or the foundational principles of the Italian healthcare system, and then trying to maybe focus there already a bit on generally the reimbursement model before we get probably also into some of the details.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So our national healthcare system was born in 1978, so it's 45 years this year. And so it's since long time that we have this type of healthcare system. I always say that it's, I think, one of the best in the world, for sure. The real problem is the sustainability of all this system. You know that, of course, our population is becoming older. We have lots of problem with the chronicity, with the manage of chronicity on the field and in the hospital especially. We have lots of expenditure for drugs, for example, for the management of the chronicity. And so this is a great problem. And I think that we need a little bit of, let me say, makeup or a little bit of revision of our healthcare system in order to maintain for free for everybody, of course, and in order to try to also introduce the innovation, also especially for drugs, but also device. You know that the research is going faster and faster in the last years with the, of course, new drugs has been developed and has been introduced in the market. And so it's very important that our country can repeat this type of innovation and can introduce in our market. So I think that we can do lots of things in this way. And I'm a little bit optimistic on that.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that was already a bit of a good introduction where I would have already good number of questions to it. Maybe I was just thinking if we would firstly start and going already into some of the details of maybe the kind of drug process. You said already, you know, we need to make sure that, let's say, innovation is still be able to be introduced, to be launched in Italy.
as obviously in other countries as well. I think the other point I think you also made, which I think is quite clear, is also the sustainability. And maybe that is a bit of a tricky combination, especially when thinking about the budget impact. But before maybe going to those directions, I was more thinking, could you also speak or maybe explain a bit the where I would say the regionalization of Italy, where obviously we have that, let's say, national kind of system where you might as well come back in a second. But then you have as well, let's say, a bit of the, I would say, independence of the regions, which is probably also making the system, as you said it in the earlier words, maybe more complex and maybe sometimes a bit strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah, thank you for the question. It's a question that always when I try to explain national healthcare system in a foreign country, all of the people makes me this question because they do not understand if we have just one national healthcare system or we have 20, let me say 21 with the so the special region. Regional healthcare system. And that's a very important topic, in my opinion, because you know that I can imagine a sort of pyramid for the way of payers here in Italy. We start with, of course, the Italian government that decide for a budget, for an annual budget. Then we have, of course, our National Healthcare System Agency, the AIFA. Agency and the Agenas for medical device, for example. And then we are going down and down, deeper and deeper in our nation, and we arrive at regional level. When we arrive at regional level, sometimes let me say that we have another step that are a group of hospital or local hospital. So this is, I think, quite complex to be explained in a foreign country because usually, for example, I know that in Germany, when the National Drug Regulatory Authority decide for a price, decide for a new drugs, so the drugs is it's available, it's immediately available for clinician and in all the countries. And here in Italy, it's a little bit different because when you obtain the authorization and also especially the price negotiation from AIFA, then you have to discuss and to introduce the drugs and device, medical device, for example, in each single region. And this is, let me say, I think a big problem because we have different time of access. So we have some region, of course, that receive in a fast way the indication of AIFA, for example, and instead there are other region that receive it in a slowest way and slower this indication from AIFA. And this difference of time of access, of course, create a sort of differences in the opportunity for the patient. I always say that we create in a sort of way patient of A series, B series, C series. Okay, and another big problem, of course, is the mobility between the region because with the internet connection, of course, all the information goes around in a very fast way, and the patient knows about the new drugs maybe that arrives in the market, arrives in our country, and they also knows maybe that their region hasn't the opportunity to use these drugs, but the region just on side of there has these drugs. And they decide to move in that region. For example, Lombardy is one of these maximum example. Here in Lombardy, we have lots of new drugs, and we have a faster access to new drugs than respect the other region. And so lots of people move to Lombardy to receive the new drugs and new maybe to use new device. And this is, I think, quite an interesting point, and it's quite a difficult point for our country.
Yeah, no, I can fully agree. Before maybe coming back again, I think to some of the issues you have as well, just raised, which are again coming back to, let's say, availability of innovation, sustainability, and so on. I think maybe it's good if you could as well introduce quickly, let's say, how drugs are being reimbursed. So, what is the process for that? Because you mentioned very briefly AIFA, and then obviously we went down to the regions. But for sure, it's also important for the listeners to understand what would you basically need, first of all, in order to get, let's say, maybe across the first hurdle, which I think is still the IFA.
Yeah. Okay. So usually when you started the process of negotiation with IFA, you arrived from a positive opinion of CHMP, of European, of EMA, European Drug Agency. And so you arrived with all the documents, all the scientific documents, let me know, approved. And of course, with a positive opinion. You arrive in the IFA and we have recently, it's I think 1 month ago, no more, that IFA has changed a little bit because before we have two different sections. We have the CTS and the CPR Commission. So CTS is Commissione Tecnico Scientifica and CPR is Commissione Pezzo Rimborso. And these two commissions work together, first with the Scientific and Technician Commission decision and then the Price and Reimbursement Commission decision. But now, since 1 month, I think these two commissions has put together in just one commission. So you submit your electronic dossier. We have an electronic version now of this dossier. It's, I think it's very good innovation that IFA introduced more or less 2 years ago, because before we have, of course, the normal paper submission of this dossier. Instead, they pass to an electronic version. You have to complete this electronic version on the website of IFA with all the information, of course. So you have different chapters focusing on epidemiology, focusing on, for example, the pricing and reimbursement, of course, part, the budget impact part. You have the safety part. You have different chapters. But you can easily see how this is built on IFA website. You submit this request and then you will be called from IFA to discuss together all this dossier, all these documents. And of course, part of these documents, it's linked to the budget impact and to the economic impact that this new drugs can have on the market. And of course, you have a different way of reimbursement here in Italy for drugs. You have, we can say, four principal drug classes and reimbursement. You have the class A, that is completely reimbursed by our national healthcare system. And you have a contract that you have to define with IFA. You have the class C, drugs. It's not reimbursement, not reimbursed drugs from our national healthcare system. So people have to pay for them. And of course, the pricing definition is free. It's monitored, of course, but it's free. It's up to the pharmaceutical company that can freely decide the price. You have also the OTC and so over-the-counter drugs, again, not reimbursed, of course. And then you have also the class H hospital, that's drugs specific for the hospital and drugs that can be used only by the hospital or can be given just by the hospital. In this case, we have, of course, a reimbursement from national healthcare system, and you have a pricing definition before with the IFA discussion, and then also with regional or hospital discussion at local level. I think that more or less this is the pathway for drugs.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Two questions to that. I mean, one is maybe a quick one. What's the average kind of timing? I mean, it sounds, let's say, rather, let's say, smooth in a way, even though that obviously, you know, the kind of questions and back and forth can obviously as well take a bit of time. That's the first one. And the second one, maybe also linked to that, is the negotiation. How could I basically see, let's say, how would such a negotiation really look like? I mean, one thing is maybe, is it again back to, let's say, face-to-face negotiations in Rome maybe, or is it digital? And the other one is, what are the basis for those negotiations? Is it purely what is being submitted to the IFA, or is it maybe as well some other aspects?
I can start from this second question. So usually it's a face-to-face negotiation in Rome. I know also that sometimes they use the remote connection, but I think it's... This is just as my consultant's point of view. I think that's the best way is to go there and to speak together face to face, of course. Which is the other part of the question? Which
there was a timing. There was a timing.
Yeah, timing. I can be more precise of timing of access. But you also asked me if you must have some other documents also over the reimbursement dossier. Mm-hmm. Let me say that with this electronic version, if you complete with all the documents they required, and let me say there are a lot because they ask for very precise document and very precise information. I think it's enough. You can go just with that, and you do not need anything else if you complete in the right way this electronic e-dossier. So regarding the access, okay, this is a super question. You are lucky because I have just spoken today in my university lesson, and I have a precise information on that. Because again, it's quite strange. Consider that usually when you submit the request to AIFA, it depends, of course, on the period of the years and about the how heavy they are on the work. But usually, it takes, let me say, 3-6 months that they call you to discuss. And if everything goes in the right way and you obtain the authorization and the price, also you negotiate the price at the first meeting, the real problem is the later access to the region. Because I have in front of me one table that I would like to explain you with the right word. I start from one of the smallest region here in Italy, that's Molise, that usually takes 600, more or less 600 days to include new drugs approved by AIFA. And I move down, I scroll down this table and arrive till, let me say, Abruzzo or Umbria, that usually takes 140 days to include new drugs approved by AIFA. So again, we have lots of differences between all the region regarding the time of access, the right time of access.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think it's basically coming back again to what you said as well a bit earlier, right? With the kind of regionalization or sometimes even the kind of impact on a local basis. Two, let's say, related questions which came into my mind. One is, I heard about something like an innovation path, which was probably introduced as well, maybe some time ago. If you could maybe spend there some words. And the other point, which is rather a bit, let's say, what was probably already introduced quite a long time ago. I think there, I would at least say Italy was very innovative, is basically the patient access schemes. Is that not something where maybe access could be improved, especially from a timing perspective, also on a region level? Or what is the issue then with that?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So I think that regarding the innovativity, of course, AIFA has lots of attention on this. We have especially innovation pathway for this. AIFA has created an special algorithm that can evaluate, can decide if new drugs is innovative or not. And of course, when this drug is innovative, will follow a faster way of the access to the market. So we have different pathway for the innovative drugs. It's not so easy to be recognized the innovativity from AIFA, because let me say that I think that AIFA is one of the best agency in Europe, especially for the treatment of price negotiation and for the innovation of drugs, because it has a very clear pathway to decide these things. This could be, of course, very good and positive information for our country, but the problem is that AIFA usually try to negotiate the lower prices in Europe in general compared with the other health authority agency. And this problem also, let me say that company decide to introduce new drugs or innovation, of course, later here in Italy. Before they prefer to go in other countries like Germany, UK, Spain, France, because of course they have a faster access, first of all, and they can negotiate higher price. So this is this again this I think this optimum work of AIFA, it's a good news for our country because the sustainability it's preserved. But in the other way, of course, the innovation will come a little bit later than the other countries in Europe. Again, so coming back on the innovation, AIFA has a very precise algorithm to evaluate this. You have lots of questions that you have to answer for this, and they gives you back a sort of a point for each question you answered, and then you obtain a table that established if you have the innovation or not. I don't remember the second question, second part of the question.
Yeah, no
Sorry.
worries. That was, let's say, around the patient access schemes. If that was would not be maybe the, I don't know, the lever in order to have even faster access also on a local or regional level.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. It's as I said before, it's a little bit tricky. This is a tricky point for Italian country for sure. I hope that in the future something will change and we have more equal access and more faster access in all the region of our country. My wishes is that when it's like Germany, let me say, so when the national healthcare company express a positive opinion on the drugs or also take simply document from the CHMP and decide and negotiate the price, the drugs is available in all the region in the same time. I think this is very important, and I think this is one of the most important things on what our healthcare system must work and must improve for the future.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're already, let's say, moving towards the end of the episode, but I think again you just said the future, and that's basically linking me to the probably final question in a way. Looking a bit ahead of time, what are the major trends or maybe even innovations shaping the future of the healthcare reimbursement system in Italy? What is your opinion on that?
Oh, it's a quite difficult question because I should need a sort of crystal sphere
Yes.
to prevent the future. I really don't know. I think that for sure, I'm sure that the sustainability of national healthcare system is very important. It's very important, and we need to preserve this way of working of our national healthcare system, as I say at the beginning of this interview. I think that especially for the future, for the new drugs or for medical device, we always say when we create a model, an economic model, or when we discuss with the national healthcare authority or regional healthcare authority, it's very important to find the target population, the right target population. So new drugs, new devices, maybe is not for all, should not be for all, but should be for a specific patient that, of course, the clinician must try to find between the population, based, of course, on medical point of view. This is absolutely important. So clinician needs to decide that new drugs is better than the older one for maybe naive patients, I don't know, or for people that are still working because that drug maybe I don't know is just you have just to take just one pill in a day, so it's easier to be used by people that is still working and still producing for the country, and so I think, in conclusion, that all the new drugs, all the new devices must be for specific population. And of course, with this reasonment, we are, you know, that you understand that we are going versus more specific and precise medicine for each one. The personalized, let me say, the personalized medicine. This is, I think, a very important topic for the future. Another important topic, I think, is genomic. We are working a lot on that. And I think that from genomic point of view, we can receive lots of answer to the opportunity to use maybe some drugs or other drugs in the patient. So saving lots of money with the appropriateness and the appropriateness of prescription. And another, sorry, let me say, very, very important topics are the adherence and the persistence to the treatment. This is a very important, also from an economic point of view, it's a very important topic that we always manage with. Because, for example, here in Italy, with the adherence to statine, so it's more or less the 43-44%. So more than one patient on two do not take properly the drugs and the therapy. And you know that you are not lowering your cholesterol value if you are the higher value than the security limit. Your risk to develop myocardial infarction or ictus or something that's very expensive for national healthcare system rise up in a dramatic way. So adherence again and the persistence is one of very important topic for the future.
No, I fully agree. I fully agree. I think, I mean, it also fits nicely to, I think, what you said very early on, which is sustainability. I mean, systems are obviously, let's say, looking forward to innovation, to better product, better drugs, better procedures. But ultimately, I mean, understandable in a way that obviously it should only be paid for, let's say, where it also works. And I think the kind of working mode of action kind of benefits of a patient is obviously ultimately linked to the compliance, to the way and the number or the proportion of times patients basically taking then also their medication. I think that's for sure a very important thing. Giacomo, let me thank you. I think it was a great session. I learned again a lot. I think not only that, let's say Italy is probably again on the forefront of innovation, especially with the e-dossier. I think that's for sure. I think miles away from a lot of other countries, like the system was already with the patient access schemes 20, 25 years ago. But let's just see how everything is and will be evolving in the next couple of months and years. Thank you, Giacomo.
Thank you. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, everybody. And I'm here for all the questions that you need. Thank you.
Another episode on the MAPS Market Access podcast. This time, as Giacomo said it, around and on one of the best healthcare systems in the world. I mean, if that is true, let's just see. But ultimately, I think what Giacomo is totally right. And that is, I think, where probably you also can feel a bit the innovativeness, at least on a national level in Italy, is how they basically especially approach the kind of way to market. I think they have introduced, like, roughly maybe 20 years ago or so, the patient access schemes. That was the first one. They have implemented a full system in there where new drugs could have been already introduced with a given scheme. And now they have, as well as he has also just shown me after the podcast recording, the electronic version of the dossier, which is another big step forward, I would say, also from a timing perspective. What I mean by timing perspective? I mean, timing perspective is especially maybe when you consider the bigger and a lot of different questions during the kind of process, also from the IFA, at least in the past. So when the dossier was uploaded, sometimes the question basically came back on maybe missing information, missing kind of data, or even missing kind of, let's say, subgroups, for example. And if you have an e-dossier, you can make it a bit easier because ultimately, if everything is complete, and the dossier is basically shown as being complete, then for sure the IFA, as an example, will need to take that into their kind of decision making into account. Ultimately, I think also quite clear what we have heard. I think the national point is maybe one part, one key component of it, but a lot of times it's rather a kind of regional and or even a local kind of issue, especially when it gets to the market access and reimbursement over there. So how could you overcome that? I think ultimately, for sure, somebody would need to know the market itself, so also the different regions, the different kind of requirements, especially on a local region level. And for sure, it's not only, let's say, one country in a way. So it is whenever you have been successful in, or let's say, on a national level, it's still a way to go, and that's especially on the local level. We know that from various countries across Europe, but not from everyone. But for sure, again, keeping in mind, in some of the regions, it goes also quite fast, also on a regional local level, whereas in some others, it might go a bit slower. Ultimately, I think the IFA is currently looking for solutions on all aspects.
That was an episode of MAP, the Market Access Podcast, provided by Mars Market Access and Pricing Strategy, which is your healthcare consultancy in the German-speaking markets. MAP is available every second week with a new episode, so watch out. And in case you might have questions, contact me directly and or visit our website on www.marketaccess-pricingstrategy.de.